now very conversant with them, but
a couple of they'll have introductory remarks, which of course will become relevant as we get through the sugya, but let's begin this way. So there is a issue of an istinus, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Open please to the Magen Avraham, the last Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. I appreciate you look inside. If you get to follow, you look inside there. Shin Chaf Aleph. It's a very brief Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Lamed. If you don't have a Magen Avraham, open it to Mishnah Berurah, you'll see it. Barhetev. Okay. Im Kaita Puchim also Likwelf Laniach. Okay. The Prima Gadim says it's Mutter, as we spoke about already yesterday. And the Mishnah Berurah, let's open up to the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Peidal. This is again Chazara from yesterday, Shia. Just to get into the Sugyas again. Shin Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Peidal. Very last one. Tapuchim. What are they fighting about? What's the Tapuchim fight about? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says Tapuchim. And in Sharatzin, in Tzadi Zayin, Primagonim Kosav Sarachim. The Klippos at Tapuchim Rova Olam Ochlim also Kach below Dochak. Didn't we have a vote yesterday? Didn't we have a vote? Isn't this correct? The vote, right? The vote is still in. Apples, most people eat. But either way, I just want to say a beautiful article called Orchel Shabbos. He claims, contrary to Avot, that most people do not eat the peels of cucumbers. Shmir Shabbos said he wasn't sure. We thought by Avot that now thinks that people do it, and he claims, no, Shabbos is 20 years old, maybe things have changed in those 20 years. If you happen to notice it today, that's a matter of Matzius. Okay? Fine. The question is as follows. Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Moshe talks about it. And he says, very nice that people eat apples with the peels. But let me ask another question. If someone peels an apple, and there's an apple under the peels, who will eat the peels? Yeah? Wow, two tzaddikim. Shnei tzaddikim b'socha ir. But most of us, or benanim, let's assume, we're not going to eat the peels. We eat an apple with a peel, but to eat the peels? That requires a counselor with himself. Another godel. Family of Gedolim. Yeah, but the average person is not going to eat the peels themselves. Wow. Wow. It's interesting. Take a look over here in the Bialacha. Likloaf, he seems to be comparing someone who peels tapuchim vishumim upsolim no talapsolis. Now, what's the comparison? Well, the answer is he's calling it psolis. Why is it calling the apple peel psolis? The answer is, after you peel it, it's psolis. While it's on the apple, most people, they're eating it. But once you peel it, it becomes psolis. So the question becomes, well, what do you follow? What do you follow? The original, or do you follow now, the end? Petchila psol. So, sure enough, this beautiful Sefer Shabbos Kalocha, he talks about it. In his, what we call his biurim, yes, ha'oris, yes, biurim. If I can charge, I'll try to find it quickly. Okay, let's see. Things are very long over here. Whoa. Getting places. Here we go. He wants to know as follows. I think I'm in the wrong place. One second. Yud Gimel Gimel. Okay, I'm in the base. Yud Gimel Gimel. Oh, found it. Okay, quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes the Prima Gadim. What are they fighting about? It says like this. Kaven den erotza lechol haklipim ele mashlichem kipsoles lechem mayol ele mashiruil nachila kaven du also some kipsoles v'lochein shaper also Magen Avraham k'she'enu lechol atapuchim techef. This is, he's quoting from from Rav Moshe. That means it all depends upon at the end, right? Depends at the beginning, depends at the end. The beginning, it's in fact Ochel. At the end, it's Psalus. That's the shaila. Do you follow the beginning or do you follow the end? That's the question. That's a tough question. There's a whole 2 pages about it. What do you follow? Okay. Hey, mischashin b'matzav kvishu ba'odo b'tarovis. Shalaz ha'klipa ruil ha'chil ha'gala pri v'ena n'achshav espos klal. It's nothing. Oh, shemischashin b'matzav shenotza im kilufo shalaz ha'puach. And that's Psalus. It's page Shin Hei, the end. It's a very long piece. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. So he quotes over here that the Egrei Tal talks about this. Borer, Sivkot and Yud Beis. Again, we can't read everything because time is going by. Just to show the place. Borer, Sivkot and Yud Beis. He wants to know if most people believe the Klipa is not considered to be Borer. And you can, there's no problem whatsoever. Quotes the Mogad Avraham, quotes the Prima Gadda. Okay? Yes, the fat bag between the garden. Nagasha klipa atzma in the real achira psalus, except for 2 fellows in the room. No one else needs to, it appeals by themselves. And he wants to ring a raya. Soket anovim betocha kadeira. Having a farik ochel me ochel. Af the klipas anova eno macho. Bikomakom. Kemesh in echelis in mazag. Choshem kulo ochel. So too. Tapuach. Kemesh in rov ochel tapuach ima klipa. Choshev kula ochel. So at that point in time, right? Then he goes back and forth. Is the klipa considered to be psalus at the end of the day? It's not sure. The kids, this Egrei Tal should look over there. Bottom line, it's interesting. The Shmizas and Shabbos talks about it as well, and he says, you know what? People may be able to eat the peels. Mm-hmm. And then it may depend upon what we call an isthmus factor. But let's put that aside. We'll come back to it, Mr. Shem, a little bit later. Okay. Now, we're still here at this Sefer Shabbos Kalocha. I'm trying to get the right place. Sif Yud Beis. Peeling these things. So, some peel things you may, of course, the Egrei Tal. The Mishnah and the Kufkov Beis for the 5th time. That you're allowed to take a nutcracker and crack nuts. See, Kliya Miyuchad is Mutter. So he says, the Egrei Tal, why? Because after you crack a walnut, there's still plenty of that inedible stuff in the middle, so you didn't do the job yet. So if that's the case, this is a Hebrew Sefer, has on the top of Shin Heches, hazelnut. H-A-Z-E-L-N-U-T. A hazelnut would be a problem, because once you took this, there's no psalus in. So about almonds, about hazel, who eats hazelnuts here? Who eats almonds here? Achmei, why is it so much hazelnuts? So almonds is a much more common nut. I think that people use it, but we'll have it more, right? It'll be the same problem. Yeah. So I thought, is it not Terufis at all? And that's what the Mishnah Brewer talks about a little bit in Shin Yud Tes. Sifkot and Chav Dalet. Give a look quickly. Sifkot and Chav Dalet. No, it can't be. Yeah, let's take a look. Shin Yud Tes, Chav Dalet. I can find it. Is it okay? Quote to Marashal. Tavkuv Yud. Marashal quotes to Marashal. Beitzi Yamshel Shlomo. Dov bezeh shekolev akliba mehem bichlal tikkun ha'ochlu v'lo shayach breyer bezeh. And even though I'm wrong, the kasha is a teretz. Kevah shadal lechom yad shari. So a different svar that Marashal has. Okay, it's interesting. The Be'alocha quotes this svar. Even where there really is Taruvus. That's in the famous piece. We can't read the whole thing now. The very famous piece here in Shin Yud Tes, Sif Dalet Mitoch. We're trying to belamet schus and those who take the bones out of the fish. Amad l'chapas l'yam schus. And he quotes the Marashal. Right there, it's halfway down this big, big piece. Mitoch. Yam shal shlomo beitza. Luzim u'botnim shenishtabru. Afni abor min echad huvein shem solis olav. It's considered to be tikkun ochel b'yamu v'yein shem malachalav ad kan l'shono ad kan l'shono. Okay, so he says even the Magen Avraham will agree if it's the out, it'll be okay. Bekitz and Imritz, that's another svar to be Mekel. And there's no Tarum, it says the Aruch HaShulchan. Lo Mis'arev, but it's Eim B'Zebreira. And the Shvi'is says Shabbos is the same thing. That Mechuber is not Borer, but rather is Dosh. And here it's not Mechuber. So therefore, again, it's not Borer, at most it's Dosh. And here we say it might be the Dosh, because either because it's one at a time, because you're peeling it. This would presumably apply to all these kinds of situations. And even the Eglei Tal himself was quoted by everybody. All the English books with the Eglei Tal. Oy, the Eglei Tal is the source of all of our problems. He says like this. Eglei Tal says, oy, but the klisha miyuchel lekach. You can't use the klisha miyuchel lekach. That's where it comes from. They also ask the peelers, even though I think peelers is not miyuchel, as we said before. But he says himself, yeroli, shem kile botel echad, afil anichel achazman, ain't the bar b'tzarachim. It's not a problem. He himself is one at a time. It's absolutely not a problem. And therefore it's not a problem. There's no problem whatsoever, even if it is with a so-called kli ha-miyuchad l'kach. It's a pella to me, although to quote the Eglei Tal as a machmir, would not apply in a typical case where he's holding the cucumber in his hand or the carrot in his hand one at a time. Just making a note. Making a note. Fine. Good. Okay. There's much more to be said, but we have to move on to the next part of the sugi. Okay. Interestingly, the garlic issue. We have the garlic is still there. It's Exhibit A is still there. I just want to read you what he says about garlic. Bizman hazeh. Okay, if I can find it. Okay. Okay. Right over here. Ooh. Look, what's the sort of malacha? If you peel it for an otzer, lo shayach beklibas kilif hashum. I am a furish in Yerushalmi. Quote the summary shown him is mishum afarek. Yeah. So the chatchila you should remove it before Shabbos. But he says that, you know, nowadays it's different. Are you normally called for the otzer or some l'shim shabbayis? And therefore, b'zman hazeh, there's no more kilif hashum, because we do it more closer to the time that we are actually using it. But it's still better to take it off before Shabbos. Don't take any chances. Okay, fine. Now, we discussed it already yesterday, the Prima Gadim, which is going to become very importantly a little later on. The Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram, Sivkot and Ches, just a quick look again, but that small little Shinyutes, small little, thin little klipa, that doesn't count, he says. What was that Lashna used? The bottle of klipa dak and the chuber small the gabi ochel. And there was not considered to be mefarik. What's the lumdus? I'll give you a preview. I hope we'll get to it later in the shiur. Dosh is a tikkun. You're making a significant improvement. And therefore, that's a character of the malacha. This klipa is so thin, it's not considered to be such a big tikkun when you eliminate it. It's bottle. It's considered part of the item, which is the main item. That's the pashup shot of why he's saying, he doesn't explain why. That's a push-up shot in what he is saying. And I think that's a very, very important nekuda. Oh. Points out, and this beautiful sefer again, goes back to, what's it called? Endami? Whatever we call it over here. He doesn't give that name. But I think what's relevant, it's relevant to what he's saying over here. He says, what about Tarmil? He calls it a pod. P-O-D. This can iPod. A pod. Peas in a pod. I don't know what the word pod means anymore. Taken over by modernists. Okay? He says, the post can call it, what's the word pod we saw? Shavitim. Right? We call it a pod. Okay? So he says, afuna, shuis, etc., etc. He says it's phallus. If the goal is to shavkam, to remove it from the tarmil, from the pod, will the shavkam, to sell them, bifnei atzma, that's a serious problem. But what will happen if it's a kind that's normally it's normally sold in the pot. Okay? Tamile is chafe. Kidneys for gagirim, shamataris for yasim, holy shavka, beoda mechubar matamil. Certain kind of beans, other things. So if it's royal achila, it's bechlan, no problem. And if it's not royal achila, there's no issue mefarek, but it's a problem of borer, and therefore it should be lialter. So these edamamis, what do you call them? Since they're made to be sold with the pot, correct? Emes? Baruch Hashem, you have a head, as long as you do it lialter, it's no problem. Okay, so we solve that problem over here on page Shin Chaf Aleph. That's what he says, quoting from various other sources. Okay. Interesting, he wants to know the following thing. The next. Tiras. What's tiras? Piruka mea kelach. What's a kelach? Cob. Corn on the cob. You take the corn off the cob on Shabbos. Haposkim nechliku. Some say no. Some say, why not? Why not? Hold on. I assume he means with. Hold on a second. That's. But if you take a knife. Vilingos b'shina v'kelach atiras lechol kedako v'yafet lefnechen akam imenu mutar b'chol ofen. I'm asking a shout out if they give you pee. You haven't had this summer yet. Do we used to have corn on the carpet last year? Who remembers? You used to have this. What's going on there? Malah v'kodesh v'lo maridin with a corn on the carpet. But lu yitzuyu the kitchen would send us corn on the carpet. Lu yitzuyu, theoretical. Would you take a knife or just put it in your mouth? Who votes to put it in your mouth? Raise your hand. So it's no problem. Not going to discuss that. Okay, so the way we eat it, there's no problem. If you wanted to put it like a knife or something, look on page Shin Chaf Aleph and Beis. I don't want to spend too much time, which is not that much lemaisa. Okay, fine. So now, Rabosai, let's discuss lemaisa, distinction between Dosh and Borer. Let's open the Gemara, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's get to lemaisa. What's the difference? What's the difference? Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Please, everybody. We go back to the Rach, the famous Rach. What does the Rach say? Hadosh. In our print, it's the fifth line from the top. Who am mefarag apsolas hamechuberes beochel. That mechinos, that's a famous Sefer Chuma with the footnote in the tour. That's this Yisr Acher, right? This is a reference to it over here in the Rabbeinu Chanan. Fine? Okay. Nimtza. Zohar Bamarake, Kulam Avirin, Psalms Hamureves, Ba'ochel, Ba'ena Mechuberes. There's the answer. One is connected, that's Dosh. One is fixed in and not connected, that is Borer. That is Borer. But wait a second. Wait a second. Which is, how do we start the Shia today? First thing we read a Mogan Avraham talking about Kiluf. And what did he say? What did he say? Mishum Borer. Guess what? He probably never saw the Rach. Was it printed in his day? It was an expert in Svarim. Was the Rach printed in Mogan Avraham's day? Either he's disagreeing or he never heard about it. It's connected. He's still saying it's called what? It's called Borer. According to the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Chanan, can't possibly be Borer. Can't possibly be Borer. Why did the Mogen Avraham say it's Borer? I'll tell you why. Because it says, Lech Aliyat Shari. And the Mogen Avraham thinks there is no Het Aliyat by Dosh. He was forced to say it's Borer. We would like to say it's neither. But that's not for now. But that's what the Mogen Avraham says. It seems to be against the Rach. Now, a very serious Shaila. Every Dosh, right, it should be Chai Mishim Bora. You should hold from the Rach, no Kasha. The Mogen Avraham doesn't hold from the Rach. Excuse me one second, make sure that no one bothers me here. What is this? Sorry, I made noise. Again, according to the Rambam, it's no kasha, right? If it's mechuber, it's dosh. If it's not, it's borer. But if you hold, if the Magen Avraham holds that even if it's mechuber, it might also be considered to be borer, so every dosh should be chayv twice. Now, let's take another Magen Avraham. Shin Yud Tes Sivkaton Tes Zayin. This was Lamed. Let's go back to Tes Zayin. Okay, but with me, look inside, please. We saw this already before. Shin Yud Tes Sivkaton Tes Zayin. He's discussing the case of Sochet. We know Sochet Anavim is... No, I'm still at the right place. One second. Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on. Give me a second. Sochet, we know Sochet Anavim is Mutter, right? This we know. Why isn't it Dosh? Because Mash Gebolotov Ochel Hiski Ochel Dami. So the question becomes, very nice, what about Borer? What about Borer? What about Borer? So the answer is given. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. The answer he gives, if I can't find it, I'm looking in the wrong place, is considered to be what we call Min Echad. Min Echad is the Yisod in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch actually, in Shin Yud Tes Siv Gimel. Shin Yud Tes Siv Gimel is a very important Yisod, we'll discuss it in detail as we go through the Sugya of Borer. What does it say? The Ramah writes, Al kol shu min echad, av abisha bora chatichas kedolos mitoch ktanas, lo mikri breira. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says, this is considered to be a min echad. It's a min echad, lo mikri breira. And here he says, on this he says, look what I wrote, in Sif Tezvah, Sif Kotten Tezayim. So why am I not finding it over here? He's in Sif Kotten Hay. He refers you to what he's writing over here. Let's not find exactly the right words I'm looking for. Still be it's there. Frek the Shvisas and Shabbos. But the Chatzanim and the Zagim are psolus. Min Echad, when the Ramos Matim Min Echad, two kinds of food. Not an Ochel and a psolus. And what do you do with Kvashim Shesok Lugufa? Right? There's no way to dash. Take a look in Shin Chof, Eshel Avram, Sivkot and Zayin. Give a look quickly. Shin, one second. Wait a minute. Hold on, I'm gonna give me a minute. Let's first look at this. Shin Chaf Eish Lavram Zayin. I feel the Sochet Yayim Anavim Lishrak Zogim Psolus Gomer Leochol. I feel Oki Shari. Why? The Mavakach Shatal Yachas Chita Av Psolus. Kodam Lachen Ochalu. We just spoke about it a few minutes ago. If you follow the beginning, you follow the end. Right? The beginning, it's all ochel, right? I'll take another vote. Who eats grapes with peels? Raise your hand. There we go. Okay. The start of his ochel. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, this is in Shin Chof Esh Lavram Sif Matan Zion. Okay. 1 minute, just 1 minute. I was looking in the wrong place before. The Magen Avraham is in Shin Yud Tes Sivkaton Tes Zayin. I was just looking in the wrong siman. That's why I couldn't find it. In my print, it's the very last line in page Tzadi, if you have my version of Shulchan Aruch. He says, Shin Chaf, Lo Asu Schita Mishem Borer. Why? Shakol Min Echad. That's what I was looking for. How do you prove God has a question with the psalmist? No, it's not started off as Ochel. Fine. Okay. And over here, back to that same Prima Godim, Shin Chof, Eish Lavram, Sivkaton Zayin. Okay. So he goes through this whole discussion. Okay, what's it going on? Talk about Boser. I'm not going to go into the Boser now. I want to read you the the Shvisas HaShabbos. Klol Eidosh, the end of Sivkot now. Let's read it together. Shvisas HaShabbos has Klol Eidosh at the end of Sivkot now. Okay. Watch. He quotes the Rach. He starts over the Rach. Okay, fine. That's what Gemara doesn't ask. Hainu dosh, hainu borer. So the Gemara. Hainu borer, hainu zora, hainu marake. Then he has dosh. Because dosh is mechuber. Quote to the Rach, it's Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Terrific. No problem. No problem. Okay. He says, Disha is only mechuber. Fine. But he adds something over here. Uvaloza in a real achila. They have a bosom may koraz lina. The ime kora kol ochel afa pisha besof nishap solas mutter. Then it can be soched anav and betoch ochel afa pisha nishachatzan vizagim. As we just saw a minute ago. Why, Rabbi Osai? It's not considered to be a tikkun because it was good before it started. Before you started, you had grapes with the everyone ate the peel of the grapes. So there's no problem. Tosfos Rid quotes. Tosfos Rid as follows. Oh, I was worried about it. What do you call those things? The seeds. It's a problem. He kasher. Maybe ochel avim mekom gam afarik ochel mipsos umayish tabi dosh chit in tshuva. Kol anovim kemo shem ruil lachila. Ein nem psoles. Kach afa pishe sochen du makul min nero psoles. Kevin du mashka uchlu habi uchel diifris. That's as far as Disha is concerned. A fundamental distinction between Dosh and Borer. Dosh means you're making a tikkun. Before it wasn't fit, now it's fit. Mashay came melechas brera. Shemetchila gam came roa lachila. Inina brera rak laharfet apsolas hamur vileinu mechubar. Al kena zina basa besof. Shebesof nisha psolas. Hagam shemetchila kol ochel omashka echad mikom gam. Yes, a mission borer. How does he know? Al Kain, ha mechabetz chayav mission borer. What's mechabetz? You take the milk, you throw something in, and what happens? You have curds and whey, as the nursery rhyme goes. You know nursery rhyme? Did you hear nursery rhymes in there? Never heard nursery rhymes. The teacher asked about curds and whey. Okay. So it separates it out. So it says mechabes. I told the borer, okay. Have a double lach l'choshev chibur. It's not mechuber to itself. It's all liquid. Kain near the asher divrei gemara v'rishonim, but divrei amol and avram shniutesiv tavzaim tzarech liyun. From lechas borer yivu aron. So in other words, he's not so happy with this amol and avram based on his lumdus. Okay, that's what he says. The Rambam is the one who says in Perek Zayin Lechavot, you throw in something to separate the curds in the way, right? It's Chayav Mishum Borer. Now, of course, the question becomes, if you Chayav Mishum Borer, so you have to understand what's Dosh, what's Borer, etc., etc. What about Chol of the Kedera? We know there's no Yisur Dosh. Why is it no Chayav Borer? Shnei Minim. So the Rajba says, Kuf Mem Dalam Adeis, Ein ochinami. It is a Yisabora. That's what's telling Mutter Biyomtev. We thought it's a Dash, he told us. He said, no, it's a Yisabora. Yomtev is Mutter Shem Ochol Nefesh. Ochol Nefesh. So too, the next Kasha. Mitzvah Chreisah Din Azaisa. It goes to waste. So the Rambam says, Beferish, it goes to waste. It's Mefarad V'Ibud. No, it's a Dash. Why isn't there an Yisabora of Borer? So one answer may be, if it's absorbed, it's considered to be what? Min Echad. It's absorbed. And once you have Min Echad, you go back to the Prima Garden. Then the way it's a Borer. But remarkably, fascinatingly, the Shvisa Shabbos, after he wrote this long Aleph, Beis, got a table called Pe'er Eitz Chaim. Pe'er Eitz Chaim. How do you soak it? L'choch Ochel. What happened to the Yisur of Borer? What happened to Borer? Yeah, this is Kasha. So what is the answer? Here. Mao achilik ben ovas elu. Doshu borel. Shnei mechadu. Doshu's borel betok psoos. Yeah, so the Rach gave an answer. But they didn't have the Rach printed. They didn't hold it. They didn't know the Rach. They didn't hold from the Rach. So you're back to square one. Tzorach Loma. This is the next page after my new, beautiful new edition. Page Ayin Gimel. So we start off Ayin Gimel. So that's it. Worked out. Stop Ayin Gimel. Read this page from the beginning. Velocha pula acheres agami mibore. The borer. Have a base goof in the frozen. Happy Shimurov and the comic of a welcome shame. Him the frozen Zemizer. And I got Bulua, but all goof was a Havera. Ella called a goof of a welcome shoe, all made up the Hassel Shimurov and the smoke and Zelazer. Mavdil and Maraki and Zemizer. Ain't at the Rach, so it says, but then he is. Veinenu, Indian, Chodesh, Upula, Gedola, Chadosh, Kokach. Kevishik Vahoyu in the frozen. And we might say, and edible, usable. What's the tachlis of a garin? What? To be get rid of that levush, as he calls it. Not to stay in the levush forever. It's not rola achila. Not to get bria chadosh. He's waxing poetic over here. Born again. I feel it. Be'ochel li'alta nami chayev. Kimo kotzer. Be'ochel li'alta chayev. In other words, he's saying that dosh is a big deal. Borah is a small deal, that's what it had. The Lialta, he holds Dosh is not the Lialta, which many folks can say, because Dosh is a big deal. A big deal. Okay? Fine. He's by Dosh, you might say, if it's Guvera, it's like Chok Dochel Lishnayim, but it's coming to a Tachos. But the opposite way around. It's not Mechat Lishnayim, because it's Guf in the Frodin, but on the other hand, Lo Tia Mechok Lapov. Before we were in different Venikim and Paul already. Shor Shadvarim. Dosh is tikkun ochel kemalechas bishul ochel liyata nami chayev. Bore is not lohavi tikkun ochel klal elachon alachila hachon alohavi alak shemeichin azman rochok lo azman korov. Wow. We to understand by dosh is only zeis and another bavad. Why? Because told is the dosh. Bore is two gufins. Here's gufechav. In the mayus of the dosh, he will tachliso. Only Zaysim and Ovin, what's their tachlis? Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu make olives and make grapes for the sake of the oil and the wine? So Hayah Madrega. That's what he says. Adkan Lashona, a whole beautiful Pe'er Eitz Chaim. I'm not sure what the Pe'er Eitz Chaim, but it's a whole Arichas. No. We can suggest, according to the Rach, we can suggest that there's no Yisur of Dash by Kolef. Why? Kalifa b'teila l'apri. I just read it to you. It's not so chashuv. Getting rid of that tiny little thin thing. What? It already was in its tachas beforehand. It's a nothing. It's a garnished. It's a whole bunch of dosh to make a bria chadasha. That's if it's surrounded by chaff. It's surrounded by this little thin, tiny little peel around it. It's bothered to the thing itself. It's not chashuv enough. Meridik. I think it works out very nicely. Not prima garden, but this pe'er. Eitz, what's it called? Pe'er Eitz Chayim. Oh. So the Magen Avraham asked every Socher, let's go back to the Magen Avraham one more time. Where are we? Sifkotin Tesayin. Okay. Why are we asking Schita Mishum Borer? Because you're making something brand new. When you make something brand new, that's not called Borer. Borer is just separate. You made it brand new. It can only be Dosh. It can't be Borer. And so Chol V'Kdeir is brand new. It can't be Borer. Why is it us? We'll say it's us Mishum Dash. Not like the Rashi. That's what the Bi'al Lacha said. If you recall, just quickly, this is a quick Chazara. Shin Chav Sif Hei. Just quickly, the Chazara for a second. Lechol. Right? question over here. Mishum zachashiva dash, as Tosfos said. Doesn't mean borer. Yeah, but the Rashi did say borer. The Rashi is a different shita. We'll explain this with the bialacha, with the Tosfos. It's considered to be dash. It's not considered to be in the category of borer. Who by mechabetz? By mechabetz? You know what? It's not a davar chadash. It was there before. The curds, the whey, it was all there. Guess what? Curd and whey equals milk. So the milk was all there. You just had to separate the thicker part from the skinnier part. That's all. It's there before. There before. Meiridik. 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 I cannot pass this up for a minute. I know I just had, it's really not our Indian right now. You know, too much. But Mechabetz is found in Sif Yud Zayim. Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Zayim. Ha Mechabetz, Pirush Shemotzi Chema Ben Acholov, told us Boru. As the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, you put in Keva, or the Chabto, or you make something or other, you separate one from the other, and you add up the Smetana. What's Smetana? Sour cream, right? Man? You never heard of Smetana? Oh boy. Okay. My son Rafal is here. If he comes to me and asks about Smetana. Just ask him to see if he has a reaction. Okay. Smetana. Okay? It's considered to be boiler. Because you have to avoid the problem. Leave a little bit over. Don't take a bit tzimtzum. We said it's a tarubas of makam ago, so you can't slice it there. But then he says, calls it dafka kshatorach lechol b'shabbos. Dim lokeh, we can make him b'shabbos lechol. Whoa. Rabbosai, it's not our Indian right now, but I can't pass it up. The Fianir's diet is a very questionable Mishnah Berurah. It's questionable, both parts are questionable. The Hapesha also a Pesha Hitter. The Pesha also I'm not Makaba. I'm not Makaba is Yisra Rachonah. Why? Well, he says Hakona because you don't need it for today, you need it for tomorrow. But if you wait till tonight, it's going to be ruined. That's the whole point. Whatever you can no longer do tonight is not called Hakona. What's the raya? Can you be made for in the Durham on Shabbos? Hafo, we just read last week's parasha. Him a fairy, a fair, a son, what's the next two words? Right? B'yom Shabbo. Right? B'yom Shabbo. We read it four times, three times. B'yom Shabbo. Once the sun sets, you can't do it anymore. So she took a neder, which is relevant in 2 weeks from now. I can be made for it on Shabbos, but it's not relevant in 2 weeks. I can't do it tonight. Too late. I'll give another example. It happens on the Shabbos here. It's you're sitting outside, and it starts to rain. You want to take your chair in. Yeah, but it's going to rain straight till after Abdullah. It's going to get ruined. That's not called Achana. You finish eating. We finish eating on Shabbos. You have milk in the breakfast. What do you do with it? You put it into the refrigerator. What? Why are you not having more milk on Shabbos? Because you're ruined otherwise. That's not. Send me over here. Why is it called Yisra Achana? And you lo me vin why it does Mishra Achana. I don't understand. Okay. But I also don't understand his Heter. His Heter says, well, you know what? You're allowed to do Achana. It's with Rabbanan. You're allowed to do it to a Goy. The Makam Pseidah. Lanias Daiti, this is very questionable. A Heter through a Goy. If it's an Easter of Pa'ula, I'm doing an act. This act is intrinsically prohibited. If I do it through a guy, it's much more lenient. With me? But Achon is not an Easter of action. It's a bezilzel in Shabbos. A zilzel in Shabbos. The Shabbos is cheap. Right? You want to go to the movies tonight? Oh, whatever. So you're going to do everything now. You'll wash your dishes and make the beds so you can run out after Abdullah to the movies. You're cheapening Shabbos. Right? But over here, so therefore, who cares if I do it to a guy? So the guy, yeah, you wash the dishes, you make the bed, so I can run out to the movies. It's the same kemat, the same zilzal and Shabbos. This is the source of a million-dollar lawsuit. A million-dollar lawsuit. When it came up in Riverdale, the Vad, so the goyim wanted to set up on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. Chalaf and the Mishnah Berurah. Look, Pseda, I was what the Pseda was anyway. I said, no. So one of the rabbanim was in Avad, moved to the West Coast, and they asked him the same question. He said no. But the other rabbi allowed the other catering establishment. I said no. He was sued for $1 million for restraint of trade because he can't meet the competition. Competition's rabbi says, you're allowed to have a goy, set up all the things, because it's a makom pseudo, whatever. And this crazy rabbi says either it's not a makom pseudo or it's not allowed to do it anyway. So now it's a $1 million shalir of Moshe. We have to go, not only hachana now, but I just, relevant halacha l'maisa. Here's your Nisir hachana. This coming Shabbos, Kodesh, Abol, and Latova. If Chalila, Mashiach will not come. I was asked to Charlotte just before, if you take certain pills on Shabbos, Tzom Kal or caffeine or things of this nature, leave out refuah for the moment. You're preparing for the fast to make the fast easier. And presumably you can't take it on Tisha B'Av. I said, there's no Yisra Achana. If you can't do it at night, there's no Yisra Achana by day. Even though I was against a certain other rabbis, I think I'm against the Mishnah Berurah. But I think that, again, when I learn Achana now, can they really? But that's a digression, Rabbi Osai, a digression. Let's open to the Prima Godim at the beginning of Simen Shin Chof. Digressions are also important sometimes. Okay. Shin Chof, Rabbi Osai, in the Eish Shel Avraham at the beginning of the Simen. Okay. He has a Hakdama. Gimel Dalet. Gimel Dalet. What does it say in Gimel Dalet? Quotes the Magen Avraham. Right. He says, what? Told Mefar told the Dosh, Al Mishambora Lo, I am Magen Avraham, Shinir Tez, Os Yudvav. We call Yudvav, we call it Tezai. Everyone knows that? 10 plus 6 equals 9 plus 7. I'm not going to the math now. Okay. Good. They call it Yudvav. Yes, Shem Hashem, Yudvav. Okay, fine. And then he says, watch this. V'yesh Loma, Le'olam Choshev Kishnei Minim. Maybe it's Shnei Minim. It's really Bore. And it's Mefarek. It's both. We have to cash it. Every dosh should be Bore. Yes. The difference will be Lealter. Lealter is no Bore. Lealter is dosh. Without Mahalach, there's no head of Lealter by dosh. Often a preem begot. It comes out, you can be both. Both! Who said so, Rabbi Osai? The Minchas Chinuch. I left it on my table, I think. Minchas Chinuch, I just want to show it to you briefly. He suggests a possibility. Someone else put it back. Oh, hit me. We hit it away. There you go. The Minchas Chinuch in Borer suggests this. The Kasha we asked at the beginning of the Shia. So every dosh should be Borer? Yes! Yes. Where's Borer? No. Gosh. Borer. Here we go. Sifkat and Dalit. Hineish Harbin Yonav Mefarek Liel. Tavi Leila Chaya Mishim Borer Gamkein. Disha Schidus Peris. Look at Mogel Avram. Shin Yotes Sifkat and Tezayin. See, it's Benachai Mishim Borah, because it's Menechon. Oh! Okay, Mefarag Metoch HaPsoas, Yechayim Mekom Mefarag Tvur Metoch Shibol, Yibor Borah too! You'll be Chayim twice! Yeah! The difference will be, Liat Labios, no head of Liat when it comes to Dosh. That's what he says. Chaliv as A is according to some, is Chayim Mishim Borah. So, Harbin Yonim Mefarag Chayim Mishim Borah Gamkein. See, he's Enoch Anami. He bites the bullet. With the kasha, dasha b'chayim b'shemor. Yeah, the Magen Avraham says, Minchas Chinuch says so in Borer, in this new edition, Siv Katan Dalid. Oh, so I saw Rabbi Osai. This may depend. This was the Masifta on the Chakira we just had, a fundamental Chakira. What is the Easter of Borer? We read the Peretz Chaim. What did he say? That the if you have dash, he said is tikkun. And Borer is not tikkun. That's what he said. We're just separating things. It's not a fundamental tikkun. This depends upon the Baal HaMor. So Rabbi Osai, open to the Baal HaMor, if you don't mind, a big chakira. The Baal HaMor can be found in our print. I think it's page Kuvav. It's also Daf Kuvav, for those who are learning the Gemaras. That's, I think, a page kuf of an hour print. Fascinating, Balamor. V'zeh biradavah kol shloshim v'teisha malachas shu connected to Mishkan kula yavak ben tzor l'gufan chutz min zora v'aborer shu zora amotz min agor and abor atzoros min akri v'zeh ikim malachtam litchos amotz v'atzoros v'chein chayav aleim v'al kol tol d'shebehen avol shav malachas ikar l'tzor l'gufan. So even though every single boris the Balamor is answering l'gufa, Bahachi Khiva Rahmana. That's what it says. And he explains it a little bit later on. Kol Malacha Shitricha Lidchos Nezek. You're trying to get rid of the Nezek, the bad stuff. Right? That's what he's saying. These unique cases, you're trying to what we call get rid of the Nezek. Says the Balamor, it's Melech Hashem Yitzchir L'Gufa. Docha Olam and Abasar, Yitzchir L'Gufa, Motzi Esameis, Enkelis L'Litchos Me'olam. Oh. Comes the Egle Tal, and he makes a big deal out of this. Egle Tal can be found in Zorah. We haven't touched Zorah yet, have we? We got it. We went from Dush to Lush. We're gradually just sneaking from Dush to Borah. All right. Dush. Am I right? Oh no, Zor is actually we're skipping Zor. It's Dosh Zorah Borah, correct? We'll get it in. Zor will be one of the shorter ones, okay? But in Zorah, Sifkat and Aleph, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Ramakah, a whole Hakdama Kolelis, says the Helig Egle Tal. Hakdama Kolelis. What does he say to Hakdama Kolelis? That Malacha is not Tikkun Hamacho. But it's the Maisa HaFroda. It's the Maisa HaFroda. And that's why you take Psalas Mitzvah Ochel, it's called Eid Shrikh Lagufa. Because the Easter is the HaFroda. HaFroda. There's more to be said about the Eid Shrikh Lagufa acid, but I don't have time to go into it now. You can look in the various Mephosh, about Chof Aguma. Not for now. So there seems to be this concept as follows. Again, I'm skipping the, for lack of time, the aspect of Chof Aguma and Tzorach L'Akva. After, by Mincha, but after about Smetana. No one would know what Smetana even was. Discuss. Okay. So what does Egle Tal say? What is Borer? Odom Mavchin Bein Haminim. Odom Mavchin Bein Haminim. The very definition of Borer is the Easter of Hafrada. It's not tikkun, it's hafrada. Egle Tal says it time and time again. It's a separation itself is the nature of the Easter of hafrada. That's what the Baal Amor says. It's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. You're taking out the pebbles from the wheat. You don't want the pebbles. It's always ein tzricha legufa. And therefore, if you don't have kavana, if you're not machab ben aminim, you don't care what you have, it's no boyer. No boyer. Rabosai, just look at the Mishnah. And that Kuf Mem. The Mishnah. Everybody's open to a Mishnah. Kuf Mem Omer Aleph. Please look. Kuf Mem Omer Aleph. A Mishnah. We'll get to the Mishnah in detail when we get to the next Ramakoma sheet, the Pratan of Borah. Now we're on the Klum of Borah. What does it say over here? It says, the last part. I will note a little bit Kvara. What does it mean? Note the Lula Kvara. You put Tevin in the Kvara. What does that mean? You take it into some kind of a receptacle. Okay? Says Rashi. Note the Kvara, the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Litein betocha Avus. The Afa Pisha Amotz Nofa Me'elav. Krab Shimon. Who says, Elva Shein Miskavit is Mutter. Now, if it's Krab Shimon, presumably, it's not a Psikresha. We already learned Psikresha of Shimon's Mutter. That's what Rashi says. But the Rambam's Lashon. Afal pi sheyored hamot b'shas halacha shereina miskaven l'kach. Yored means it's a bevadai. What made a miskaven l'kach? Doesn't mean double sheyina miskaven. It's a psikresha. Means it's back for the umpteenth time. It's not a ptur klali. It's a heter prati. That's not called borer. You're transporting the stuff from here to there. I said it's going to fall out. That's not called a ma'aseh borer. Not called borer at all. Borer is to be mafkin, is to discern carefully. One thing to be mafkin, one thing the other. Look at the Gemara of Ayin Dal. This I assume you saw by now. Ayin Dal and Amin Alf. Everyone saw the Gemara by now? Everyone finished the Gemara? A great story over here. Look at the story. Look what it says. Ki Oser at the last few lines. Rabbi Amashapta the Rabbi Aviviklu be Rabbi Amasi Shada Kamayo Kakola the Peri. He threw the whole basket of fruit. And I'm not sure Ochim Bital Psalms is Oser or Ayin Yofer. And if Ochim Bital is Oser, so how did he do what he did? The answer is he was not Mafchin. He threw the whole thing out. Took the whole basket and threw it. So there's good stuff, there's bad stuff. So at the end of the day, the good and the bad have been separated. But the Isser of Osai is only with Afrada, with Afchana, to look carefully, to separate things, borrow, like pick a pebble out of a pile of wheat. Pile of wheat. This Fas Emma says on this Gemara, I do the following, Rav Osai, watch. There's a whole bunch of things there. Let's say, for example, there's, what's an example, people that, peas and carrots. That's, I'm trying to think of a better example. Example of things which you can't tell by feeling them, but one is good and one is bad. So you close your eyes, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick one out. Oh, if it's good, I'll eat it. If it's bad, I'll throw it out. So I said, it's mutter. Mutter. Why? It's achborer. And half the time, you're going to be taking out bad stuff. So it doesn't matter. You're not mafrin. You're not mafrin be'iyun. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Oh. Now there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, I believe, is quoted by Rabbeinu Chananel, if I'm not mistaken. You tell me if you saw it here. Maybe yes, maybe no. The Yerushalmi is certainly quoted by the Prima Gadim. Let's open to the Prima Gadim, for those who have. I think the Rach quotes part of it. Take a look, if you will. It's quoted at the very end of Hilchos Shin Mem, the very end of the main Hilchos Shabbos, sort of a summary in the Prima Gadim. That's what he quotes this Yerushalmi. It's on the Ma'amar Kamos, correct? Where is it? It's not here?
The last one.
The last. The Yerushalmi, Perek Lagado. Okay? Omer Rav Yudan. Of Rav Yudan. Rav Yudan. Hayoshev alakri, uborer kol hayom, ein mischayev. Pirushim beforosh, kovaneda, shalahol klum, shadayin yesh tsoros. Umikomakom, potter abalasar. You can pull pebbles. There are 100 pebbles in this big mound of wheat. You pull out 90 pebbles, you're not chayev. Lahol klum, adayin yesh. Tsoros. Says Eglei Tal. This is famous. This is the Eglei Tal. That's the Yerushalmi Shita. That's the Yerushalmi Shita. The Yerushalmi Shita is, the Easter is Tikkun Amacho. Tikkun Amacho. Quote the Yerushalmi Tzavlocha Tzricho Legufo. Tikkun Amacho. He claims the Babli would argue. This is the famous Eglei Tal. Because the Babli learns the Eglei Tal. It's about Frodo. So you took some of the pebbles out, so you'll be chayev. And guess what? You know what the paradigm is? Zorah. Because when you do Zorah, hainu, the Babli, hainu bora, hainu Zorah, when you do Zorah, you winnow it, throw it up, and the chaff blows away. You still left with the pebbles. So therefore, since you left with pebbles, it's still going to be chayev. So therefore, the Babli has to argue with the Rishalmi. It's the famous Eglei Tal in Melech HaZorah Sifkat Nalef. Famous. Famous. Does everyone agree with the Eglei Tal? One could say no. One could say that even the Rishami holds, it's Afrada. Afrada. Nonetheless, even if it's we call Afrada, and the Rishami says, you pull out 90 out of 100, you're potter, but you're a mafrid. You know why you're potter? Not a heter or ptur prati. We go back to the ptur klali. It's a malacha shein a tzricha legufa. Because once you leave 10 pebbles in, Mali 10, Mali 100, it's still a pebble-ridden pile of wheat. That's how one could, if you wish, argue on this. Oh, exactly. So we're going to suggest, according to Balamor, by definition, but we can suggest the olam typically bore is what we call a tzricha legufa, right? Because you have a tak in the whole thing. But if you take out only part of it, then it would be considered in the category of a tzricha legufa. So you can say, you can mix and match a little bit. A little bit. Again, I want to go into the point. I only have another few minutes. I want to finish up this inyan. Parshat Shat is like this. The Prima Godim writes as follows. In Shin Yotes, Mishpat Sozov, Sifkaten Yud Gimel. If you don't mind looking inside. Mishpat Sozov, Prima Godim, Shin Yotes, Sifkaten Yud Gimel. It's the very end of Shin Yotes. Very last Sifkaten. I'll read you some of the lashon of the Prima Godim. Hine mashma, the call shein bor legamrei ochel mipsolas, and the meniach tzas ochel mipsolas, v'chein meniach tzas psolas in ochel, yochel livra kol yom ben yinzeh. He suggests that it actually would be permissible, like the Yerushalmi. But wait a second. He's saying over here, Yeniach says ochel mapsoles. Right? You are not metaken the ochel if you remove, right, only psoles. So why is the heter based upon the fact that you left some psoles in the ochel, some ochel in the psoles? So we can argue, we can suggest against the Eglei Tal, even according to the Yerushalmi, the nature of the Easter is hafroda, like the Bavli, but you require a hafroda gemura. Either Afrod Gemura of the Ochel or Afrod Gemura of the Psolus. Either one. But as long as they're both Murav and Zebazet, the Afrod wasn't finished, and you're Potter. And it's interesting, he said in Shin Mem, it's Potter Avalasar. Here he says, V'yeshlomar Pshara, the Kol Sheshchi of Chatas, if you finished the job, Asur Al Kapam Rabban Mechay Gavna, Xeri, may you finish. With no possibility of a doraisa. Wow. I think it's a very beautiful piece. Now we have to end the shiur with the following now coming to this chakira. The chiyuv. Kegrovus, right? What grovus? Grovus of what? Says the Minchas Chinuch. What do I do with it? Here it is. The Minchas Chinuch discusses what's a grovus. Zore, Rabosai, Zore, Sif Koton Dalet. Where is it? Zore. Velocha Zu, Vigamabora, Barakit, Kos of Rambam, Grovus. Lord is Boyer. Shom, im daish yesh ben akol ha'ochol ve'apsolus kegrovus. Maybe it's enough for everything. Akol mitzarif, right? The Yerushalmi is lashon, right? The Easter is the Easter of Afrada. If the Easter is an Easter of tikkun, you need an ochol kegrovus, obviously. That's the fundamental chakira of what Bor is, it a tikkun or Afrada, coming up kamina as far as what the shir is concerned. Is it some total of kegrovus, if it's Afrada? Or if it's a tikkun of the ochel, it's be an ochel of grogus. Who says so? I asked to look at the Pirish Kadmim in Mitzrayim. I don't usually put that in my makomos, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. He suggests that. Okay. Someone has she is a psolus of Reis Hafrada, and depends upon what you are mafrit, not the whole thing together. What you're mafrit, you're mafrit the psolus. So the three possibilities to all ochel psolus. If it's ochel, it's a tikkun. If it's hafrada, either they all count or only the psolas count. So the three possibilities. Now the nafka mina, Rabosai. Question: we have time to get into this right now. At any rate, this is, we'll end with this last point, and we have to the fly in the soup that I want to talk about. But I don't have time to get into the fly into the soup. It's too long of a discussion. But If bor is afrada, as opposed to dash, which is tikkun, then a dash is not bor. It's along the lines of the pre-Eitz Chaim, quoted by the Shvises and Shabbos. But if bor is the tikkun, then we should say that dash and bor are more or less the same. This is this fundamental chakira. On both sides, we have to stop. We're out of time. Tomorrow we start the Gemara inside the nitty gritty, complicated. The Rabbeinu, the Tosfos with the Ran, with the Samashi. Okay.